I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A New Year's Eve gas explosion in Russia made headlines when a baby boy was rescued from the rubble. But this tragedy points to a serious dilemma in parts of the former Soviet Union. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says people in Russia are highly dependent on gas, and many of the gas lines are old or lack current safety features. For some outside the major cities, portable heaters are their only source of heat. That's why SGA has its Operation Winter Warmth program.
So Operation Winter Warmth is equipping the church to reach out to the people in their own community, to reach out with warmth and food and those supplies that are necessary this time of year. We're helping people most at risk, most suffering, and try to help the churches to meet those needs.
So pray for open hearts and the churches who are providing for the needs in their communities. And if you're able, would you consider helping Operation Winter Warmth? And last year, World Missionary Press got to celebrate a new record for the prison ministry. They printed 850,000 Scripture Text Diary Date books. These are scripture booklets made specifically for prisoners. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says these booklets have had spiritual impact on thousands of lives.
That daily verse, that starting them out, having something to hang on to every day, is a lifeline. It creates a hunger for more of the Word, and so as they read that, they are encouraged to read more, and then the Spirit does the work through the Word.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.